Hi guys, this is Carly here. It's a rainy day today, so I thought I would make a podcast of my latest blog post. This one's called Keep Driving. I don't like the rain. I don't particularly care for the melancholy feeling it brings. When it's gloomy and cold out and the wind blows through to your bones, it makes your heart ache and your eyelids heavy. It sometimes seems as though the rain will never end. When you're caught driving in the rain, all you can do is wait it out. Even though your view of the road is unclear and uncertain, a blurry mess on your windshield, you keep driving. Wait for the sound to gradually slow and grow quieter, for drops to diminish in size until finally it dies away. You'll have to wait this one out, but keep driving in the rain. Have you ever driven out of the rain? One moment, the sky is pouring down enough water to blur your view of the road, and the next, it's clear as day. An immediate shift from pounding raindrops to a cloudless sky, and it is still raining behind you. You've just driven out of the rain. Everyone is going to get caught in the rain. It's nothing uncommon, though it may catch us by surprise. Sometimes you can drive out of it, other times you wait for the storm to pass, but there are times when you must drive it out. What if, instead of waiting it out, we drove it out? What if, instead of out driving the rain, we drive out the rain? Who says we can't speak to the storm and drive it out? Jesus did it. And if I have the very Spirit of God inside of me, the God who spoke to the storm and calmed it, who says God won't calm my storm through me? Peace be still, he said, and the winds and waves obeyed him. What if we too push back the darkness and drive out spirits of destruction and evil in our lives by our faith? Faith that God will save those who endure to the end. Faith starts in our minds and hearts, then manifests itself in our words and actions. And if faith without works is dead, then let our faith come alive. Drive out the rain. The thing I do like about the rain is that it lasts only for a season. Eventually, it will stop and the sun will come out again. Even after the season it rained 40 consecutive days and nights in the day of Noah, it stopped and the sun came out again, accompanied by a rainbow. By driving in the rain, by waiting it out, Noah saved his family and the animals in the ark. In this case, God gave Noah warning that a flood was coming and to be prepared. And Noah had never seen rain before, but he trusted God and obeyed his commands. He didn't try to drive it out, but waited. And sometimes we won't know when the rain is coming or how long it'll last, but we have to trust God. And maybe you've tried the first and second approach. Waiting hasn't worked, and you're still driving in the rain, but you haven't driven through it. You haven't come to a dry place yet. Maybe it's time for a different approach. Or maybe you've tried to speak to the storm and drive it out, but you need to endure and wait like Noah did. All I know is that rain is only for a season. And just like Job says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. And Genesis 9:13 says, I do set my bow in the cloud. And that's just a little hope for us. That was God's covenant between him and the earth, that he will never flood the entire earth again. So stay hopeful and keep driving.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.